With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the fireworks have been going off at the GOP presidential debate this evening in Miami as the five candidates have been attacking each other to get a leg up on the Republican nomination for president.
The GOP rivals clashed over foreign policy, including Israel's war against Iran-backed Hamas terrorists, funding for Ukraine, the China threat to America, and the record influx of illegal migrants crossing the U.S. southern border. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy continued to square off. Haley called the entrepreneur a scum after he made a comment about her daughter using the popular Chinese social media platform TikTok. Haley and DeSantis also traded jabs over China.
Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria, Lisa Dwyer explains.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups, many operating under the umbrella of the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which U.S. officials say have carried out at least 40 attacks since October 17th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hollywood's Actors Union has reached a tentative deal with the studios to end its strike. The contract agreement reached Wednesday must still be approved by the union's board and its members, but the deal brings an end to the months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 40 points. This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Meanwhile, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curricula for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. Chinese President Xi Jinping says potential risks associated with artificial intelligence are challenges that countries should deal with together, remarks that come against the backdrop of China's rigid control of free speech on the Internet. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Xi's pre-recorded speech was broadcast at the beginning of the World Internet Conference Summit in the eastern city of Wuzhen. He's calling for common security in cyberspace instead of confrontation, adding Beijing would work with other countries to address risks brought by the development of AI and expressed his objections to cyberspace. At the same time, China's also maximized the internet's economic benefits and social media's propaganda contributions to the ruling Communist Party's authoritarian agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.